All right, hey, I'm teaching on time management, so we got to get started. We can't start late. The clock's going. I got 23 minutes. And so, hey, appreciate everybody coming this morning. We'll go ahead and get started. Hey, so talking about time management today. Don't you guys appreciate these environments? Lead the way. Come on, let's clap our hands while I stall for everybody to sit down. I'm just kidding. Hey, so let's open up prayer. Father, we love you. Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for these environments. God, we thank you for leadership and staff that invest in us and, Lord, want us to be everything that we can be in you. And so we pray you'd bless this time together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Hey, so talking about time management, which this is interesting. Terry Olivia asked me to teach on this, and I don't feel like I'm awesome at it, but it's something that I have worked at for a long time. And to be honest, I did something the last 2 years that I've never done before. I'll take a couple days and kind of get away and just try to pray and hear from God for the next year. And one of the things that I felt, he told me two things, and I'll probably talk about it. One is I need to pray more. I was looking for like ministry secrets, and he's like, no, you just need to pray more. And then the second thing is I felt like God told me this year I really want to invest my time in what's important. And so this is just kind of helping me think through some of that. And so when I think about time management, I honestly think time management, like a lot of things that are really important in our life, are not complicated, but they require discipline. Like if you think about it, financial security, I mean, you can go to an advisor, that's fine. Everybody knows you need to spend less than you earn. All right, staying in shape, everybody knows you need to, you know, burn more calories than you could. There's not a big secret out there. It's just the discipline of doing it. I think time management is really the same way. I think probably everybody in this room could teach on time management. It's just us having the discipline to actually walk it out. And so that's something I'm trying to do better this year. A couple reasons why I think time management is so important. Each of us, and this is the first blanks you have, each of us has infinite potential but finite time. And that's why I think it's so important. And I would say this. I think in this room, we ought to feel as passionate about what we do with our time as anyone because we've been tasked with the gospel. And so each of us has infinite potential. There's a lot on the line, people's souls, on how we spend our time. And so a couple scriptures there. You know the first one, Ephesians 3:20. We say this all the time, but I'm constantly blown away about what Paul says here. He says this, now to him who is able to do, and I never want to get used to this phrase, immeasurably more than all I could ask or even imagine. I think some translations say more than I could think. God is able to do more than I even know to ask him for. My greatest dreams are not even where he starts. And then what does it say next? According to what? His power that's at work within me. When I woke up this morning, I have that inside. I have immeasurably more than all I could even ask or imagine according to his power that's at work within me. So there is infinite potential. And when you think about infinite potential, how many stories have we shared, Pastor Mike shares during staff meeting, from here of literal miracles, lives being changed, people being healed, that a lot of that can be traced back to how someone in this room spent their time to set that up. Allison sent something this morning from a NOLA small group that had to do with how time was invested. So I've got infinite potential, but I've got finite time. And even Jesus felt this way. So you look at John chapter 9, verse 4. Jesus said this, as long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. I think that's interesting. And you see that as Jesus, I mean, Jesus understood. He had 3 years. In fact, some scholars say it went over 3 years, but really was closer to 18 months to save the world. Huge mission, but he had, is that new? Somebody looked at me. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, did I get that wrong? He said over 3 years, but then like 18 months. Yeah, you know, like three. So if you could do three Christmases in 18, this is totally nothing to do with time management. All right. But the reason we say Jesus ministered for 3 years is there were three Passovers. But you can actually do three Passovers in like 18 months. So a lot of scholars think, all right, thank you, good night. All right, you got it. No, so a lot of people really think that Jesus really had closer to 18, 20 months, not 36 months to do what he did. And so write that down somewhere. That's not in my notes. That's just free. If you'd like to learn more about that, we have Healing Place College on Tuesday nights. See Michael Compagna and Colleen Conti. All right. But even Jesus felt like there was infinite potential, but that he had work to do, that he had to kind of watch his time. So with the infinite potential in finite time. Here's another reason. I believe time is our most important resource. Time is our most important resource. And we can do one of two things with it at all times. We can spend it or we can invest it. So if I'm spending my time, then I get just what I got just then. So like, for instance, and I think money is a good example of how to use time. There are times I spend my money. Sometime this week, I will go down to this racetrack and I will get a cookies and cream Hershey bar and I will get peanut butter M&Ms and a Diet Coke, all right? Just because I like that, all right? I am spending my money. And so I'm going to give them money and they're going to give me something and that's it. I never get anything else, all right? But I also, at times, I want to invest my money. And so whether it's invest like in the stock market, I get a greater return. Or if I take my kids on vacation, I'm investing. I'm not just spending money. I'm investing. I'm getting something back. Same thing with time. I can spend my time. Last night, I watched a show on Hulu. I spent my time. I watched a show on Hulu. When that was over, time was over. Entertainment was over. I got nothing back. But if I invest my time into something that now I'm investing into this, and so I get something back. I want to invest as much time as possible. I want to spend as little time. And I would say this, so even just like real quick, there are times resting is investing, all right? There are times I'm just vegging and I'm wasting my time, I'm spending my time, but sometimes recharging, all that, there's different ways to invest. Now, when we talk about our time, and so I think this is what's really important, and here's where the infinite part comes in. When I talk about investing my time, here's really what I'm talking about. I'm talking about investing my attention, my energy, and my talent. Time is just time. It's minutes ticking off on a clock. When I say I'm spending my time or I'm investing my time, what I'm really investing into a task or into a person or into an activity, I'm investing my attention, which is really important, investing my energy, and I'm investing my talent. So when we talk about time management, what we're really talking about is attention, energy, and talent management. How can I invest my attention, my energy, and my talent into something that'll give me a future return instead of just spending it and then it's gone? So that's really what we're talking about. And so leading to that, here's why time management is so important. Time is the source of every good thing in our life. Anything good I have in my life, it's because I invested my attention, my energy, and my talent into it. If I've got physical, and I know things happen, so this is not to bring condemnation, all right? But if I've got physical health, it's because I've invested attention, energy, and talent into physical health. If I've got good relationships in my life, it's because I've invested time into those relationships. If I'm hearing from God, it's because I'm invested time. If I have, if something goes well, a ministry event or a ministry plan or a small group or Sunday or whatever it is, if something goes well, it's because I invested time into it. And so that's why time management is so important, because time is really the source of every good thing in my life. And so because of that, and we'll get to more practical in a second, the goal of time management is not to get more done. It's to have more impact. The goal of time management is not just I used to do 10 things a day and now I do 15. That's not what we're after. I want to do 10 things that have great impact because I've got infinite potential. And so the goal of time management is I want to invest my time in things that are having the most impact on the world and then, of course, for the kingdom and for the gospel. In one sense, and don't hold me to this, all right, we talk about 40-hour work week. It's not just working 40 hours. If I could get everything done in 10 hours, that'd be fine. I can't. So that's a whole other thing. I'm not saying that. Don't go to Brother Earl and say, Johnny Green said time is over 10 hours. But it's not about working more hours. And I'll tell you this. I used to kind of feel that way. I wouldn't have said that. But I measured my efficiency by how many hours I was working and how many things I was getting done. And I looked back and thought I was getting more done, but I wasn't having as much impact as I could because I wasn't wise with where I was investing that time. And so the whole reason time is important is not just so I can get more done, but so I can have more impact. So here's a couple practical things. Here's a formula I have for me that just reminds me of. So let me say this. A lot of the things that I'm going to say are for me something to help bring me back. And I was thinking about, so when I was coaching, one of the jobs I had was painting the field. And so we had to paint the field. So you got 120 yards, all right, that I did, you know, the little thing like this. And if you've ever tried to do anything like that, which probably most of you haven't, why would you, all right? I actually own one because I have four boys and I used to have a big yard. And so you have this thing, you put the spray can in it, and I don't know if you've ever gone to a badly painted football field, you know, those lines can do this. And so what we would do is we would string a line, and we'd put it on like a screwdriver and stick it in the ground here, stick it in there, and stretch it tight. And so I would still get off course, but I always had that line so I knew what to come back to. So most of the time, I was doing what I was supposed to do. So the things I'm sharing with you today are things that I try to have in my life. I get off course all the time. I think a lot of success in life is just having those things in the middle. The Bible calls it a plumb line. That when I get off course, because I know that I am, I have something to come back to. Side note, that's why I think daily devotions are so important. I tell people all the time. Because we're going to make bad decisions. We're going to blow it during the day. But when I got that to come back to every single day. So here's a formula that helps me. Clarity plus urgency equals success. Clarity plus urgency equals success. If I know what I'm supposed to do, and I know when I'm supposed to do it, I have the best chance of being successful. And so here's a couple things on clarity. I need to be clear. What is the goal? And I think that is so important. And in ministry, I think that is so important. It is so easy, especially in what we do. So I'll just use an event as an example. To do an event, it's fun, it feels good, we leave, we're not sure what we accomplished, not even sure if it went well, and it's hard to evaluate and see if we could improve. And so I think it's really important to understand what is the goal of this event. What is the goal of this process? What is the goal of this thing that we're trying to accomplish? And so we're planning something the other day, and somebody asked me, what's the goal of it? Well, here's what I think the goal. And it wasn't a number. You guys know I like numbers. I think numbers are important because it makes it objective, all right? But this one wasn't a number. This is the goal of this event. Okay, well, then let's structure everything pointing to that goal. And so it's hard to invest our time well if we're not even sure what the outcome that we want is. And so one of the best ways to invest our time well is to have clarity. Clarity, what is the goal? To me, goals direct our efforts. It's not about achievement. So let's just, you know, just let's use a number because that can sound crass, especially in what we do. Let's say if our goal was we wanted to have 100 people show up at this event. It's not about the fact that we show up and then there was 100 people and we pat ourselves on the back. Or we show up and there was 75 people and we saw that was terrible. I'm a terrible person. I did a terrible job. That's not about. It's about saying, I want 100 people at this event. Okay, and here's the second level of clarity. What do I need to do to get 100 people at this event? How many emails do I need to send out? How many people do I need to invite on Sunday morning? How many flyers do I need to print? That's where we really need clarity. And then if we were clear, and again, this were time, and took the time to plan, this is what I want, and here's where clarity is really important, and this is what it takes to get there. Then if we did everything it takes to get there, literally, the result is in God's hands. Sometimes life doesn't work out the way we want it. Only one team's going to win the Super Bowl. Like, you think about that. Even NFL players, they can't set as a goal and, you know, evaluate their life and career based on, did I win a Super Bowl or not? Because there are things outside of their control. But if they said, here's what it takes to win a Super Bowl, and they did all of those things, then their life is a success. And so that's where I think clarity comes in. What do I want to achieve, and what is it going to take to achieve that? And I think, and so I would say even more, and this is kind of crazy, probably never heard me share this before. I think that's true in ministry. I think that's true in life. So I don't like people that do leadership teachings and saying, this is the way I do it, you need to do it this way. Everybody has their own way. But I'll tell you something that has helped me and has helped me know where I spend my time. I have a personal mission statement. For a mission statement is me. It's what I think God is going to call me accountable for when I get to heaven. This is what I'm going to answer to him for. And so my mission statement is, I am called to know, obey, and worship God. I am called to love, serve, and lead Johnny, Joshua, Jordan, and Joe. I'm called to serve the vision of Healing Place Church and to make life better for the poor of Baton Rouge. That's my line. That's where I need to be spending my time. I'm not saying you got to go have your own personal mission statement, but I do think it's important in every area of our life to know, what is the goal? What am I actually investing my time to get? What's the result that I want? And then, more importantly, what's it going to take to get there? So that's where I have to take all those and break it down. Well, what does it take to love, serve, and lead my kids? What does it take to serve the vision of Healing Place Church right now? What does that look like for me? So then, I'm kind of skipping ahead. So then I know what to do on a Tuesday morning when I get here, because that's really the goal of everything. And so I think clarity. The second thing is urgency. Now, by urgency, I don't mean like it's got to all get done right now, because that actually stresses me out. So here's kind of my definition of urgency in this context. Urgency is choosing the best time to do what's important. Choosing the best time to do what's important. Because one of the hardest things to do, and this is where time management gets difficult, is there does, and this is where I'm kind of using the same term two ways, so stick with me. There does always seem to be this battle between the urgent and the important. The urgent is something that is screaming to me, it has to be done right now, but the important is something that if I invest in, it gives a future return. And one of the things that I think is good to remind ourselves of is the important things rarely seem urgent. So we use family as an example. I don't know if there's ever been a time where I felt like, if I don't spend time with my son today, I'm going to lose him for the rest of life. I've never had that moment. I can always spend time with him tomorrow. I can always spend time with him next week. But if I continually say tomorrow and continually say next week, then there may come a point where what's important now becomes urgent. I got to spend time with him today. And the truth is, usually that's too late. Now, thank God for his grace and his power and his faithfulness that covers us in those times. But if I let the important get urgent, then a lot of times it's too late. So when I say urgency, I want to come in, just bring it back to ministry, with an urgency. I'm clear on what's important. I'm clear on goals. I'm clear on the activities that help me get to those goals. But I also have chosen the best time to do those goals. I come with an urgency of, this is what I need to do right now. Does that make sense? And so I want to be clear on what's the best time to do it. And so I think deadlines really help with this. So here's where we'll get really practical. Setting false deadlines. I'll give you an example. Let's say I'm preaching on Sunday morning. When is the deadline for my sermon? Now, I don't know what time notes need to be into, Pastor Terry, all that kind of stuff, all right? But my deadline's Saturday night. I mean, as long as I got it done by Saturday night, then it's good for Sunday morning. But here's what I know. My best draft has never been my first draft. So if I wait till Saturday night, I'm not giving my best. I'm not actually investing my talent in the right things. But if I set a false deadline for me, I need to have that sermon done by Tuesday afternoon. And then that gives me Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday to pray about it, marinate in it, kind of think about it. Something could go wrong, so whatever. If it's an event, when does that event need to be planned? Well, maybe just, you know, a couple days before is fine. We know this. Something always goes wrong. You know, I need to order it by this, and then you go on Amazon, and it's not there. And so when I talk about urgency, it's finding the best time to do what's important. And I think I'm big, and I'm trying to do this better. I don't do this perfectly. I'm big on timelines. For example, if there's an event, to set a time way before and say, here's the event, here's when promotion needs to go out, here's when design requests need to turn in, here's where the budget needs to be turned in, all that kind of stuff. And I know I'm not going to hit any one of those deadlines. I'm going to be a couple days late on all of them. But now, here's the thing, I've built some margin in. Or we do this, and there was something that I didn't know. And so clarity, knowing what's important, and then urgency, choosing the best time to do that. Because urgency creates efficiency. When I feel like it needs to be done, and if I can manufacture that for myself on the time that is best and not waiting till the last minute, then I can be efficient then. I read a business thing a few years ago. I thought it was great. He said, the most efficient days of our year, work days, are the days before we go on vacation. Because those are the only days we really have hard deadlines. Most of the times, deadlines are not really deadlines. But when I know I'm going to be out of town for a week, every email gets sent, my desk gets cleaned off, every form is filled out, I've talked to people ahead of time, are you going to be here to take care? If I could live every day or work every day like I work the last day before I go on vacation, I would be extremely efficient. And so if I can kind of create those deadlines for myself ahead of time, that gives me urgency when I'm at my best. And so so clarity plus urgency equals success. So here's a couple of essentials of good time management. And some of this is going to be a repeat, but the first one is priorities. Priorities, knowing what's the most important thing for me to do. I can't invest my time wisely if I don't know what's most important. So here's kind of a checklist for what's most important. We talked about some of this. Number one, what's going to have the most impact? I want to go ahead, and this is important because this is going to have the most impact. It may not feel urgent, but I'm going to make it urgent to me because I know this is what I need to be doing. This has the most impact. Now, second thing, and here's where it gets from theory to practical. I would say impact. The second thing, immediacy. Like some things have to be done when they have to be done. So I can have this great theory about impact and, you know, exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask or imagine. So don't talk to me about when time cards need to be turned in, all right? Time cards have to be turned in before Kate texts us at 2 o'clock, all right? There are things that are immediate. There are forms that need to be turned in. There are conversations that need to be have. And sometimes I'll listen to time management stuff, and it sounds like nothing is ever due anytime. And I can just sit around and think about what's most important and do all this, you know, planning and all this kind of stuff. But some things need to be done. So I need to look at the things I need to do and decide, okay, what's going to have the most impact? That's the most important. And then what needs to be done this week, this, you know, today, things like that. And then the other thing is talking about what's most important. So impact, immediacy, and then the expectations of the right people. So I can have my plan, and if Pastor Mike texts me, that jumps to the top of my list, all right? And I'll give you an example, talking about time. This week, something came up. There were two places that I needed to be at the same time, and I can't do that. And one of them, Pastor Mike, had asked me to be at. I felt like I needed to be at the other one, but I didn't make that decision on my own. I text him the situation because I answered to him, all right? And so I text him the situation, and I said, you tell me what's important to me at this time slot. And he told me, and that's what I did. And so there is what's important, there's what's immediate, but then also knowing as we invest our time, because we're all serving somebody, I need to know, when we talk about what's important to the person that I answer to? What's important to the person, let me put it this way, because I don't like the term answer to, that is ultimately responsible for what I do. At the end of the day, Pastor Mike Heyman is ultimately responsible for Business Men's Ministry, for Dream Center, for Empower 225, for, you know, everything that I'm involved in, some of the giving stuff and the thank you notes that I write. Ultimately, he's responsible for it. And so he has entrusted me to decide what's important, but if I'm unsure, I'm going to ask him. And if he tells me, that jumps to the top of the thing. And so so knowing that, and I would say this, you know, priorities, this includes spiritual, you know, talking about a great investment of my time, and this is what I felt like God spoke to me going this year. There's not a better use of my time than spending it in prayer. And that goes for the stuff I just taught. The best thing I can do for the businessmen of this church is to pray for the businessmen of this church. And I'll tell you that sometimes that's a struggle. One of the hardest things for me to do is to wake up in the morning and do nothing. Because I've got a list this long, but to sit, I do really well reading my Bible. I do really well doing things that are kind of checklist, task thing. That's just my personality, so everybody's is different. But to sit and pray and not accomplish anything is really hard for me. But if my goals are clear, if I've got clarity, and I understand the best thing I can do, and so in every area of my life, understanding what is the most important. So priorities. The second thing is planning. And this goes back to the urgency thing that we said. When are the best times for me to work on whatever? So instead of waiting till the last minute, or, and here's where it helps, I do best when I have a weekly plan. I don't do great planning monthly. It's too far out. I do best, and I think most people would, if I have a weekly and a daily plan. When I have a list of things, I've made my list of priorities based on clarity, urgency. Here's the things I need to accomplish this week. And instead of showing up on Tuesday and stressing out because I got all these things to accomplish, to go ahead and think about, okay, I'm going to do this Tuesday morning. Tuesday afternoon, I can do this. Wednesday, I can have this meeting. Thursday, I'm going to do this. And I also know my schedule's going to get jumbled. That never works out perfectly. But if I go ahead and plan, because urgency is choosing the best time to work on whatever. So if I can go ahead and plan, and I'm huge on this, and then writing it down. And if writing it down means on the phone, and every study I've read always says this, just knowing in your head, I'm going to do this then, this then, this then, like workouts, financial planning, everything you read about goals talks about just the exponential difference of actually writing it down on paper. And so I have my system of, you know, like if I think of something, you do it your own way. I got a notebook, and then at the beginning of the week, I'll write one page is Tuesday, one page is Wednesday, one page is Thursday, one page is Friday. And if I think, okay, I need to do this on Thursday, I'll write it down on Thursday. And then I know. So then, and here's the other thing, I'm kind of skipping ahead. That does a couple things for me. One, it puts my mind at rest. I'm not stressing out on Tuesday when I've already know I've set time aside for that on Thursday. And so that's where planning comes. I've planned everything out. And then it also helps me with pace. I don't feel like I got to work 15 hours on Tuesday and wear myself out for the rest of the week because I know I've got, okay, I'm going to do this and this and this. And that, so that makes sense. So I think planning, here's what also planning helps. When I say, okay, I'm going to do this on Thursday. I'm going to do this, you know, Friday after lead team, whatever, 10:30, I'm going to do this. It allows me to put my full attention to it. We live in a world of multitasking, and everything you read said multitasking is a myth. You can't multitask anything important. And so if it's important to me, I've got to set time aside to invest my attention, all right, my energy, my talent, but invest my attention into it. And this is important enough. It has impact. I need to give my full attention. So I'm going to plan this time, and then I'm going to do one thing. I'm going to do that. And so that's where planning helps. Systems and routines create efficiency. If it's a meeting that's important, I used to do this. I'd meet and say, okay, let's meet next week. We'll just text and find a time. But if I know if this meeting's important, every Tuesday at this time or once a month at this time, creating that kind of thing. I think it's important you do whatever system you want to have a system that when you think of something, to get it from your head to your calendar. So Sunday morning, you know, we're not supposed to be. You're in worship, and you think, oh, I got to do this. And you don't have your planner. You need a system, whatever it is for you. So I can write it down here, and then I know sometime during the week I look at that, and then I can actually put it so that I know when I do it. And so, doing that. The third thing, and this is the most important, is production. So planning, priorities, planning, production. I can have the best plan in the world. I got to actually do it. So if I said I was going to do it on Thursday morning, I got to sit down and do it on Thursday morning. A lot of times that's where I fail. Like I said I was going to do it, and I just don't really feel like it today. And let's just go, you know, let's go grab breakfast or something like that. At some point, it really is as simple as just working hard. That's one of the best things we can do with our time is just to work hard. And I would say this, have a bias for action. I used to be so into planning, I would think I couldn't get anything done unless I'd planned my whole life. And I can't tell you how much time I've spent planning my whole, and then I was exhausted, and then it actually felt good. Because you ever done this, and I know I'm going over. Have you ever, like, for example, and this I think this is a mental thing, like you decide you're going to get in shape, so you make a plan to get in shape, and it's almost like your mind, you're already excited about all the pounds that you're going to lose, and you're so excited, like you just the next day you don't have that, you don't do it as much. And so sometimes it helps if I know this is important, instead of planning my whole week, I'm just going to do it right now. I'm just going to focus on it right now. So production. And then the fourth thing is this, performance. So if investing my time is bringing my attention, my energy, and my talents, what am I actually bringing to the table? So just some random things. I can't perform well if I don't have mental, emotional, and physical energy. And so one of the best things I can do for my time is be physically healthy, to be mentally clear. If things are going on outside that just emotionally is messing me up, I can set that time aside, but I can't put my full attention to it. And so investing time in, you know, mental, physical and emotional and spiritual health is a great use of my time. Because then when I bring my talent to something, I bring my attention to something, I bring so much more. Personal growth maximizes our potential. Investing my time in personal growth. There's so many times I think, man, I need to grow, but why don't we grow? We don't have time to grow. I got so much to do. I can't listen to that podcast. I can't attend that seminar. I don't have time to block time out for that or go meet with this person to learn. But when I invest time in growing myself, because it's myself that I'm bringing to everything else, that is a great investment of my time. That increases my performance. I think maybe the most important, developing others makes us exponentially more effective. I want my impact to be greater than my effort. So even at my best, there is a cap on what I can achieve. But one of the best uses of my time and investments of my time is developing others, investing in others. And then if I develop 10 leaders, then I'm doing the job of 11 people at one time. And so, that's something a lot of times we feel like we don't have time to develop leaders, but we don't have time because we haven't developed leaders. And that's something I really need to do better this year. And so, and then the last thing I say on performance is evaluation. Okay, I spent my time on this. Did it work? How did it turn out? Just taking time to look, debrief, how did that work? And so those are just some things that I am working on this year.